This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Army on Sunday released video showing security footage of what they say were the Islamic militants Hamas bringing in hostages from Israel into the Shifa hospital before strike on the day of the October 7th attacks.
Hamas was hiding and murdering our hostages in Shifa hospital. Hamas was building terror tunnels underneath Shifa hospital. By now, the truth is clear. Hamas wages war from hospitals, wages terror from hospitals.
The chief spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, during a televised address on Sunday night. Israel says that Yemen's Houthi rebels have seized an Israeli-linked ship in a crucial Red Sea shipping route and taken the 25-member crew hostage.
The Iran-backed Houthis confirmed they hijacked the ship over its connection to Israel and took the crew as hostages on Sunday. The group's warning it would continue to target ships in international waters that were linked to or owned by Israelis until the end of Israel's campaign against Gaza's Hamas rulers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the crew members came from a range of countries, but that no Israelis had been on board the Bahamas-flagged Galaxy Leader. The Israeli military has called the hijacking a very grave incident of global consequence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Right-wing populist Javier Milei will become the next president of Argentina after promising a dramatic shakeup to the state in a fiercely polarized election campaign held amid deep discontent over soaring inflation and rising property. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of trucks are stuck at the Ukrainian border due to Polish drivers' blockades. VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
About 3,000 mostly Ukrainian trucks, including those carrying fuel and humanitarian aid, were stuck on the Polish side of the border on Sunday due to a more than 10-day blockade by Polish truckers, Ukrainian authorities said. Polish truckers earlier this month blocked roads to three border crossings with Ukraine to protest against what they see as government inaction over a loss of business to foreign competitors since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Ukrainian officials said last week Kyiv and Warsaw had again failed to reach an agreement to stop the protest. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96. VOA's Keen Farabaugh tells us more.
President Carter encouraged his wife's prominent role in his administration. As First Lady of the United States, Carter used her platform to advocate for mental health. The hostage crisis in Iran contributed to her husband's presidential election defeat in 1980, and the couple returned to Plains, Georgia in 1981 to plan their post-presidential life.
He said, we can have a place kind of like Camp David where we can negotiate a peace agreement. So that was the germ of the idea for the Carter Center.
The Carter Center has monitored more than 100 elections and treated millions of people suffering neglected tropical diseases. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Plains, Georgia.
Heavy fighting in a region claimed by Sudan and South Sudan has killed at least 32 people, including a UN peacekeeper. Local reports said that the civilians and a Ghanaian soldier serving with a peacekeeping force died when gunmen attacked two villages in the disputed Abyei region. South Sudanese radio station iRadio Juba quoted a regional official as saying that 20 people also were wounded, but the clashes have stopped, and the communal and cross-border clashes have escalated since South Sudan deployed troops to the region in March. Sudan and South Sudan have disagreed over control over the oil-rich region since South Sudan gained independence from Sudan after a 2005 peace deal ended a civil war. And again, when Israeli warplanes swooped over the Gaza City Strip, following Hamas's militants' deadly attack on southern Israel, Palestinians say a different kind of war took hold in the militants' West Bank. Overnight, the territory was closed off, towns raided, curfews imposed, teenagers arrested, and detainees beaten. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.